This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. military officer has called the 20-year war in Afghanistan a strategic failure. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also acknowledged to Congress that he had favored keeping several thousand troops in the country to prevent the collapse of the U.S.-supported Kabul government and rapid takeover by the Taliban. Republicans on the Senate Armed Services Committee pointed to Milley's testimony on Tuesday as evidence that President Joe Biden had been untruthful last month when he suggested that the military had not urged him to keep troops in Afghanistan. Milley refused to say what advice he gave Biden. North Korea says it successfully tested a new hypersonic missile as it continues to expand its military capabilities. The missile test Tuesday was North Korea's third round of launches this month and took place as it tries to pressure Washington and Seoul over long-stalled negotiations over its nuclear ambitions. They've also had additional challenges as a result, and others have been concerned about what North Korea has had planned. 21 world workers from the World Health Organization in Congo have now been accused of sexually abusing people during an Ebola outbreak. That's according to a WHO commissioned panel Tuesday in a report that identified 83 alleged perpetrators connected to the 2018-2020 mission. The panel released its findings months after an Associated Press investigation found senior WHO management was informed of multiple abuse claims but failed to stop the harassment. This is VOA News. Pfizer has submitted research to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on the effectiveness of its COVID-19 vaccine in children, but the shots may not be available until November. The company said Tuesday it provided health regulators with data from a recent study of its vaccine in children 5 to 11 years old. Officials had said previously they would file an application with the FDA to authorize use in the coming weeks. Once the company files its applications, U.S. regulators and public health officials are going to review the evidence and consult with their advisory committees to determine if the shots are safe and effective enough to recommend use. Trying to ease the backlog in Mexico's asylum system and the resulting frustrations that drove thousands of applicants to head toward the U.S.-Mexican officials opened a mammoth reception center outside a soccer stadium near the Guatemala border Tuesday. The Mexican Commission for Refugee Assistance, with the help of the National Guard and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, targeted those who had already made initial applications for protected status in Mexico but had waited months for initial review. The site outside the Olympic Stadium could handle as many as 2,000 people daily, according to one local delegate. The city of San Jose was once home to one of the largest Chinatowns in the state of California. In the heart of the downtown, it was the center of life for Chinese immigrants who worked in farms and orchards. But arsonists burned it to the ground in 1887. More than a century later, the San Jose City Council has approved a resolution apologizing to Chinese immigrants and their descendants for the city's role in the systemic and institutional racism, xenophobia, and discrimination. The apology comes amid the wave of attacks against the Asian community since the COVID pandemic began last year. Historian Connie Young says the San Jose resolution goes beyond an apology and takes responsibility. The lower house of Chile's Congress has now taken a step toward decriminalizing abortion, in most cases voting to craft a law barring prostitution of women who get abortions in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. The initiative is opposed by the government and still faces hurdles before it becomes law. Details of the bill will have to be agreed upon before the matter then goes through the Senate. Currently, abortion is allowed in Chile only in cases of rape, medical conditions that endanger a woman's life or instances. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.